Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I rarely say this, okay?
All right.
I think you guys were part of the onboarding call for the first sponsor today, but I'm very excited about the first sponsor on today's show. That's all. I normally won't do that. I just had to say that. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's true. See, Mrs. O'Mara has me staying out of the casinos. Anyway, that's
Mike, I love to see the enthusiasm. That's why I know. We are the client's friend.
It's wonderful. Good morning. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was lacking sincerity, and if I could say so.
Like an AA meeting.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
My name is Mike, and I've done 1,734.
No, you're all. You've never been to a meeting. You're all supposed to go, hi, it. Mike.
Mike, we haven't been to a meeting. Hi, Mike.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
All right, forget it. All right, what did you say? What were you saying?
I say, hello, my name is Mike, and I'm guilty of 1,734 podcasts.
All right, is that how many we've done?
Today is number 1,734, yeah, the regular shows.
1,734?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's great. That's very exciting.
Don't remind Mike that. That's depressing to him.
No, that's 1,734 perfect episodes.
No, it's not depressing to me.
Mike,
no.
It's depressing.
No, why would it be depressing? Now, you have come in today, and I know you are. You don't even need to say it.
You don't even need to say it.
Well. Right, yeah. Mike, isn't he a tell?
I'm tired of dysfunction in our enterprise.
Let it go. Purge, go ahead. Come on. Now,
what I
you know
ask
you want
for the
go
trash
ahead.
To be taken out, not by right. my friends Rob
go ahead.
Or
I
Pony.
This.
The day of, because we have a pest situation in the studio, I walk in, the trash is full to the brim.
Oh,
like
wait,
nobody listens.
No, as I left yesterday, Pony, I said, Mac, we need to get to the trash today. Okay, Rob. He did not do it?
Are you throwing Mac under the bus?
I am throwing him under a greyhound with a train right behind it.
Wow.
What an a-hole.
But it's not Mac's responsibility.
It is when I say, can you take
you
the trash out? And he said, yes.
That's the guy you count on?
Hey, you know what? In the past, even this is at his level. When I say, can you do this? And he says, yes. Never again.
So did he just totally disregard?
Blow off. He blew me off.
Well, I mean, why does he normally? I mean, I'm not there, and I have the. And by the way, we have a full complement today.
Yes,
we have
everyone is
intern
here.
Adrian, intern Dan O'Brien, and intern Ashley all on deck today. And the thing is, you know, when you say something, it usually, you know, you say it, and they're supposed to do it right away, right?
And it's, you know what? I was specific, and I got an acknowledgement, and I assumed it would be done. Fie on me. Fie on me.
So you said that, don't use Ben Franklin speak. Did you say that when you were walking out of the room?
Yes, as I was departing yesterday, I said, Mac, we need you to get the trash today. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, normally that's enough, but I guess not.
Watch him. Have you had an experience with him before where he said he was going to do something and he didn't do it?
Yes. But
when?
The mailing of the fruitcakes almost made me kill him this year.
Oh, really? Because he would, like, not get to it?
Yeah, I arranged so all the fruitcakes would have been to everyone on about the 20th. And as it was, he waited through a weekend, and they got to people on Christmas Eve. And I
pissed. All right, Adrian was part of the team at that point, right?
Yes.
Team Fruitcake.
Ashley was part of the team at that point.
I believe so.
And I believe Dan O'Brien was part of the team at that point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, say, for example, you're Bill Belichick.
Right.
You're not going to go to a nursing home when the Super Bowl is being played and get Norm Snead to come out and be your quarterback, right?
I guess you're right. Snead.
You're delegating to, but you're, I know what you're doing.
This is not an attack on Mac.
No, you're delegating to the individual who you think would give you the least resistance.
That, Mike, is a lie.
The weak one of the bunch.
Don't accuse me when I opine on something.
Well, that is incorrect.
That's a little overstated.
The runt of the litter.
As dumb as having Max send out your fruitcake.
As yes, The reason that the fruitcake is really not germane to this discussion. Yesterday, he was the intern we had.
You were using Mac as an example of, you know, I went to him and he made you want to kill him because he just didn't do the job.
He didn't.
Correctly.
But yesterday, he was the intern that was here. Okay. He was the only guy to ask to do it. So, you know what? Next time, I will chase him and make sure he does
it. Can I give a peek behind the curtain, people? Sometimes it's really, really hard for me to keep a straight face during these arguments. It truly is. It is truly hard for me to keep a straight face.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Mike.
I'm sorry. It is. When I'm talking about Mac, whether he takes out the trash or not, I am. Now, I understand your frustration.
Okay, my point is, doesn't matter. You guys get in at 8 o'clock. You don't eyeball the trash or realize how warm it is in here.
This is the world of DJs. I have worked in radio studios forever. My own studio is, when I take out my, first of all, my trash is exclusively paper because all the stuff that I print, I have paper everywhere. I've shown you this studio. It's wall to wall. I got paper on the wallpaper. But I empty my trash out when it becomes brimful.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I empty my trash out. Now, as far as maintenance on screens, I'm a rather passionate screen cleaner and computer cleaner. But other than that, it's not cool in here. It is not. It does not look good in here.
That surprises me because yesterday before I left, I said, "Mac, can you make sure Mike's studio looks okay?" And there's another thing he didn't do.
Does it really matter in the day? No. Is it something that you look forward to as a guy who says, "Guys, can we please take care of this?"
No, but the point is the studio in Washington, D.C., where we broadcast from, where the nerve center of the Mike O'Mara Show exists in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. When you are listening to this show, you are technically listening to a Washington, D.C.-based show.
Yes.
That is where the show is uploaded from. That is where most of our guests arrive and visit with us if they're not on the telephone.
The crown jewel.
And we have, and what? It is, and because right now, for example, today, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are 6 human beings sharing the space, so I am with Oscar on the fact that the place should be tidy, but it's not, Pony, I know you like edit during the show and stuff, what do you, because I love the way you tend to remove yourself from a conversation with your flying fingers, but on this particular subject, since you are the subject of the discussion as well as Mr. Spiewak, I'm finding it a little disconcerting.
Subject number 2.
What was so very important? Were you dealing with dropped packets?
Well, more like getting everything ready for the show and making sure that we don't have weird problems going on that might affect downloads.
Weird science,
and so on.
Mike. Weird science.
I understand.
I hate problems are bad, but weird problems. Forget
sometimes,
about it.
Though, it is the computer fingers equivalent of hiding under a desk. So I just wanted to, you know, the camera vantage point I have makes me see all. So
From your perspective, does he hunker down? How does he hide computer wise?
No, it's just, the Oscar will say, "Rob, why wasn't the trash?" And then you say, "You know, I come in here and you guys," and as soon as he said "you guys," fingers begin to fall. Fingers begin to let me appear as busy as I can. You know, it's like somebody in the corner sweeping up and the boss is raving out at the McDonald's and you're like sweeping in.
Mike, my logic to this is not necessarily a frustration with my friends here. It's frustration with myself, where am I not really conveying my message the appropriate way? Because there is no consequence when the balls get dropped at any point, not just the trash or anything else. So just no consequence, right?
No, there's no consequence.
Like, and I sit here and I said, well, maybe I'm leading the wrong way if nobody cares enough to care as much as I think we should be caring about this establishment.
I disagree. Right. I think the problem is Mac.
Yeah.
I think you're a great leader, and I think you and I work well together, and I think Pony, when Pony looks busy, I think Pony is busy.
Oh, I don't want to pile on Mac because...
Now is the time to do it, though.
If we're going to pull back
now
the
is the time.
Let me offer this.
This was, you know what, the reason he didn't take the trash out yesterday?
I guess when I said, let me offer this, no one heard me. I'm going to start establishing my role on the show. Let me offer this.
I heard you, Mike.
Thank you. When there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 able-bodied people in the studio, there's plenty of work to go around to tidy up or straighten up to do a once-over in the studio. That would be my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel, to what you said, you are absolutely right. But adding to that, the reason Mac did not take out the trash yesterday, passive aggression because we made fun of his Skittles.
Yeah. I actually,
he is the most passively aggressive person that is involved in this organization.
Is he? See, I don't know because I'll be honest with you. I've seen Mac on a handful. Well, he was with us back
in Manassas.
Mac's been here for 4 years.
Yeah,
and the guy all of a sudden like
has he been here for 4 years? Of the
as a matter of fact, Mike, if we hadn't packed him, he'd still be at your house in Manassas.
It seems shorter. It seems like Mike, he hasn't been here that long.
No, it seems like an eternity to me.
And as the show opened, you probably caught on Monday's show that Mike basically glared at me like a fifth grader.
Mac did.
Oh, Mac did. I'm sorry. Mac glared at me like
I've done that plenty of times. Yes, don't worry about that.
Mac glared at me like a fifth grader to the point that I almost sent him home.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because it was such a threatening glare. And by the way, I would never have done that to anybody I ever worked with, even as a younger man, right?
It was so remarkable.
He gave you a look that I did not see, but that really shook you up.
Yeah.
It's kind of, Rob does it, but Rob does it almost comedically when he.
No,
but
Mac did it like I will
Rob's
come in.
Eyes narrow.
I will come in and take, in a threatening way where Mac basically looked at me and said, I have a butcher knife somewhere and you're not going to know when it hits you.
We call it the butcher knife glare.
Hold on just a second.
The BKL.
I've always thought this about. Isn't there, I have it, and I'm all the way down here in West South Florida. The fact is, isn't there a, and by the way, I've said that enough now recently where I'm waiting for the first idiot to call me on it down here. So, I'm very disappointed that people haven't said, Mike, it's Southwest Florida. I'm waiting for that
well,
guy.
Well, Mike, it is Florida after all.
Yeah, thank you. So the thing is, though, Mac always, there's always that level, I worry about him raving out, and I worry about him,
when it comes
getting too upset.
Unhinged.
I worry about that. Yeah, I do.
So I get.
I think we're nicer to him than we're mean to him.
Okay,
yeah.
So again,
but it is ultimately going to result in a death, either of his opponent or himself.
No, that's not
really
funny.
That's horrible. Wow.
No, what's going to result is Mac will no longer work on the program.
I don't like it when Rob Spiewak says that.
And we move on with our life, bottom line.
He could be, the thing is, the sad truth is he might kill me.
No, he won't kill
you.
It'll
be Oscar.
It'll be me.
No, because
which
know why?
Which in turn will kill the show because no one else is going to do my work.
He is.
Bottom line.
There is a sexual undertone.
They can't even take out the trash.
Think about it every day.
They can't even take out the trash.
I mean, I swear to God, you go down on it, you get hit by a city bus, I will get in the next morning and say, well, good morning. I'd have two blinking eyes.
Yep.
Looking at me,
like,
and
like
I would
cartoon,
be. I would.
Just
yeah, it
eyes.
Was like dang it. Four blinking eyes, and I would be sitting there going, "Well, what the hell do we do now?"
Let me add this. So Mac writes to me.
You know what the number one thing when I ask Robert Pony what's going on? Oscar gets in just a couple of minutes.
It's fine, Mike. I mean,
that's true.
I'm happy with this role.
Of course,
I am happy
here.
With this role, and we all.
And if you ask Oscar to say something funny, he says Rob will be here soon.
Yes.
See, the way to stand up for yourself. Because you are a better broadcaster.
He does bring the funny.
You are a better broadcaster, and you are funnier, and that is true. But when the behind-the-scenes things go down...
True enough.
But it's okay.
He has a business degree,
Mike, listen to this.
True.
This is worth it.
Rob has got all the redundancies. Rob has all the backup
he's good.
Case,
he has
right?
all the. He has all the passwords. He's fine.
Right,
so Mac writes me at 1 p.m. He says...
Yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've left... I've left the studio at 11:10, 11:20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mac writes me.
That's a rarity.
When you have a moment, can we talk?
Oh, no!
This is yesterday?
Yesterday.
I would cancel my smartphone account with AT&T.
Did
I
you
would
talk to him?
Fall off the grid.
Because I'm just pulling on my at home. I have all the time to talk to Mac. No, I don't talk to him. You
did
know what?
You, did part, it was part of the reason you didn't talk to him because you knew it was going to be
no,
a decidedly unpleasant
conversation.
No, because
I was at a business meeting, living my life, not worrying about Mac, right? And then he writes me at 4 p.m. I hate arguing, so I would like to lay everything out and nip it in the bud.
Did you talk to
now
him
now? Now listen, Oscar. When with going to argue, you got to nip it in the bud.
Nip it. In the bud.
Otherwise, you're going to end up incarceration.
So we got to, you can't mollycoddle.
No,
Mac.
Boo.
So then I write Mac, I'm at the Robert H. Smith School of Business. I was at business school. Meeting with a few professors. And I said, I appreciate your concern. We can discuss this after Friday's show. A, I'm not on his clock. B, I don't know. Whatever he's going to tell me.
He's pulling a power trip.
Yeah, whatever he's going to tell me. Whatever he's going to tell
me. You got to mark your territory. You got to urinate all over that mess.
Whatever he's going to tell me.
That's kind of what he's looking for.
It's not going to resonate to him, and I'm not going to put myself through what is essentially a pong conversation with Mac.
All right, so we established the fact that Mac didn't do what he was told, but we've also established that's not why when we come in the morning and the trash hasn't been emptied that it should be still filthy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, yes.
And it will not happen
again.
You said
exactly. You're the one that told him to do it and he didn't do it.
Well, no, you summed up the situation.
Exactly, like you
summed
up no skin in the game.
I have all the skin in the game because now I have to babysit the fact that if it doesn't get done, it will get done.
What about
just
doing it?
It's not you emptying the trash. You just
no. I'll do it if he doesn't do it.
Too much.
But you see, the thing is Mac is ultimately going to kill me with a butcher knife because he's admitted his love for you. He's courting Oscar. There's something weird between you two. Sort of a weird symbiotic. Yeah,
not anymore.
Is the trash full right now? Is the trash full?
No, I had Dan take it out.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan O'Brien. Hey Dan, do they make you do that on the hill?
Yeah. I can't take out this trash.
How is Dan? I have to start the show.
Make sure
can
you
we, Dan,
shred
can we
these
ask
documents.
About the world? Let's get the world of Dan O'Brien. I want to ask about Dan O'Brien. When we get.
Very
and
vague.
Oscar's got a future mother-in-law story,
yes.
And we got a lot going on. And by the way, I'm going to spotlight this. But if you are thinking about attending our live show, that big weekend in New Orleans. Urgent news for you, and if you're a procrastinator, you're not going to like it. That's just a warning. We'll be talking about that too. Other than that, how's the studio looking right now? How would you, Rob? How would you rate it on a score of 1 to 10?
I would say 9.5.
Are you lying?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
It's a solid, 9.5 now.
Yeah, it looks great.
Always room for improvement, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how would you, Rob? Just trying to get a kicker to start the show.
Yeah.
How would you describe the smell of the studio?
Zero.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Calling Angelina Jolie a husband stealer is like calling Hitler a vegetarian. It's true. But it's hardly the f***ing story, is it? That is true. Hitler was vegetarian. He was. They don't tell you that at Whole Foods, do they? Do you know who else was the vegetarian? Hitler.
Give me some sausages.
It's true, Hitler was a vegetarian. He was a teetotaler. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke. And he was an artist, too. He used to do little landscapes, little watercolors. If he wasn't the worst who ever lived, he'd probably have his own show on NPR. That'd be awesome.
Well, it's been a quiet week here in Berlin, as old Clarence Bunsen over says.
Nah, Hitler wouldn't want to be on NPR anyway. He'd want to be on FM. He'd want his own morning zoo show, a drive time in the morning show. That'd be Hitler. Yeah, he'd want his own posse. He'd be like, welcome to drive time in the morning with Hitler, Goebbels, and Mel Gibson. Yeah, that would be better, yeah. Hey, what's the traffic like this morning, Mel? Well, it's a little backed up on the freeway. I blame the Jews.
Strap in for another exciting adventure. The Mike O'Mara Show begins right now. Tonight's episode, Murder on the Disorient Express, starring Mike O'Mara as the Inspector, with Rob Spiewak as Colonel Tom, Oscar Santana as Senior Don Gatto, and special guest appearance by Matt Ponyboy Bloom as the Scarecrow. Also featuring the Not Ready for Live Radio interns. And now, without further ado, our story begins. Here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I didn't get an insult, though. I wanted an insult. Thank you. Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with a loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us. Don't forget, tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. That's our phone number. We keep it open every day. It's open right now. You can call me and I'll I'll take your call, like one out of 20 on a normal day, and then we take a bunch of them on Wednesday. Our show today, I am so excited about this. I'm doing this as soon as I get off the show. Welcome back to FanDuel.
Yeah.
There's some big news for all you fantasy sports fans. FanDuel has just launched Fantasy Golf. I am so into this. Oh, I am so into this. If you love golf and love winning cash prizes, playing on FanDuel, you got to try Fantasy Golf. I'm going to do it. All you have to do is pick 8 golfers for your team, stay under the salary cap, and score points for eagles, birdies, pars, and more. Tons of contests to choose from, starting at just $1. Watch your score live and win cash prizes. Just make sure to submit your golf lineup before tee off on Thursday morning. So this is single week.
Yes.
Fantasy Golf. This is, you can do it for the tournament. I mean, you can do it for the Masters.
So
this
cool.
is fantastic. Just do it before tee off on Thursday morning. Over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. So why not you? This will make golf so much more fun. Try Fantasy Golf, try Fantasy Baseball, try both. To get you started, new users will get FanDuel's Combo 5 Pack, valued at up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. To get your 5 free entries, go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter promo code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS. Void. We're prohibited.
I was so excited to see that. You know who loved to play fantasy golf? He actually organized his own system, was Big Daddy. He actually did
fantasy golf all the time.
Yeah, he did it within the family, and we all did it. And it was so, it made the tournament on Sunday awesome because you had some skin in the game.
Here's the thing. You know, I am so grateful to the people in the fan club for getting me out to the Masters this year. I'm really starting to get excited about it. I'm getting ramped up about it. And the thing about it is that I'm paying more attention. And there are a lot of new guys on tour. There are a lot of these guys that, you know, you don't follow closely because they don't have the name recognition. So really, that's why I think these fantasy sports took off, because it gets you, you know, it gets you interested in these different guys. So I plan on doing that. And once again, I can't thank everybody enough for sending me out to the Masters. I'm really, really excited. And I'll do something stupid. I won't let you down. I'll do something really dumb when I'm out there.
Will you wear a white jumpsuit, and hopefully there'll be some merry mix-up between you and a caddy?
Oh, hello there. How are you? Yeah. What if you just came in and you had a bag that looked like, I'm not going to do this. I think if I do this, I might get in trouble even before I go. So
the jails are very nice in Augusta. You'll be fine.
They're finicky there, so I'm not going to mess around.
Yes.
Anyway, looking
forward
to...
Do you have an outfit picked out?
No. I'm gonna go comfy. I'm gonna go, if it's warm,
yoga,
I'll go
pants
with golf shorts and a golf shirt, and if yoga pants. Yes, that is inappropriate garb. We can tell what religion you are. No, not gonna.
I'm going
do
to
that.
Have to confiscate your egg salad sandwich and show you the door.
Yes. You will not be able to enjoy a pimento and cheese. I won't be enjoying that one.
That's what.
That's the
hot
that's
dogs.
The,
$2 there.
Like, yeah, some ridiculously low price, and the beers are like, I think, $4
yeah,
or something like that.
So we have held the price line for many, many, many years.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm not sure, you know, at a sporting event on a Sunday.
What's
first
Carla
going to
wear?
I'm at, she's going to be wearing leggings.
So you can get some TV time.
Leggings all the way up to the top of her head. All leggings. Oh. Just covering her face.
High rise
like
leggings.
A mime. She's going to look like a mime. Hey, okay, before we get started, and we want to talk about Oscar's mother-in-law, but this is a short break, and I am here to tell you that we cannot possibly express our gratitude more for the people that have purchased tickets to our live show in November. Let me see that. So we got March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's 7 months away.
Seven months.
Goodness.
7 months away, and we are 50 tickets away. 50 tickets away from a total sellout of our show at the House of Blues. I mention this because I know that many of you, unfortunately, due to circumstances, have procrastinated, but, you know, we've pushed this show only for one reason: my stress level. I like to sell these shows out long before we're going to be there, because then I can concentrate on the good stuff, which is putting together a great show that people are going to enjoy.
Our rep at the House of Blues, I quote, says to me, "Are you calling me about the ticket sales?" I said, "Yes." And he goes, Are you guys really stressed out that you won't sell out? You've got 7 months left and less than 50 tickets.
You don't have to call him anymore. Okay. Well, no, but he'll let you know when we sell
called
it out,
me,
right?
I said, he said, I'll call you when you sell out.
Okay.
We right, have to sell just less than 25% of a ticket per day. That's if we sell a quarter of a ticket a day, we will sell out.
That's not the message I read. That's a wonderful statistic, but I really
wanted
like
to do the math.
This is it. I know that a lot of people are going to be a little wigged out because they haven't made the commitment. And I'm telling you, I'm sorry about that. But the fact is that there's going to be a sprint now to get these last 50 tickets. So we really urge you to
get
that done.
Our listeners are they have a tremendous reputation for dragging their feet. As a matter of fact,
well,
some
they can't
of them
do it this time.
Some of them won't even start procrastinating until tomorrow. They can't even get to it that fast. You must act now.
Thank you to everybody that has sold well over 450 tickets already for this wonderful show. 50 tickets left, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to have a really wonderful time. It's not just going to be Oscar and Rob and Mike, but it's going to be we're going to have comedy.
Entire
we're
going to
have music. It's going to be really something special, and some favorites that you've seen at other live shows if you've been there. So
and it's
that's
New
it.
Orleans, the greatest destination city in America.
Yeah, we'll mention the show because I know the fact is that even if you don't get to see us, come to New Orleans anyway. If you don't have a ticket, come to New Orleans, and we'll have some events where we're going to be dropping by and saying hello. But no, this is really, really important to let you
get
know.
On it.
I hate to do it with 7 months to go. But,
I know.
Hey, it's the way we roll, you know? Hey, listen, the fact is we put our asses on the line for this show. And
took on
it
substantial risk.
Huge
took
risk.
On some risk. It's not like the way we normally do this stuff. And so that's why we wanted to eliminate that as quickly as possible and get this show sold out. So
important.
thank you for the people who have done it. And let's go ahead and
really
impress
looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
impress
it's gonna
the
be a
people
blast.
At the House of Blues more than they're already impressed with us.
Yeah.
And say, you know, who is this little show that sold all these tickets? We don't get it.
Yeah, what's all this then?
Why do
who
I have to
you?
Block this Latin man's number?
And and fear not, the Kiss tribute band will be out of there long before we. What's going on in the afternoon there? Before we,
there is a Kiss cruise that is coming
a Kiss
into
cruise.
Town.
Oh,
and they're having an event at the House of Blues before our event.
That's good.
So there'll be a lot of people probably in that makeup.
Kiss cruise.
That'll be
so.
Fantastic.
We can't wear the makeup now, or we'll look like copycats.
Yeah, and especially it would. You know, we're so obscure. Normally, they won't put a spotlight on us when we
Are
wear the Gene Simmons makeup. But I'm here to announce that on the House of Blues stage all night, I will be speaking in the Gene Simmons voice.
How will that sound? Please.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome everyone to the House of Blues. I'm very, very excited that we've had this incredible sellout. How about that venue? What a city. What a great city. What a great city. And then, of course, he starts solely talking into Jackie Mason and doing that thing.
Wouldn't it be wild if we went for our sound check and Gene Simmons was still on stage?
Yes. And mysteriously, the force of gravity caused his pants to fall to the ground.
I'd perform a favor to get him on stage. I truly would. I would love to have Gene Simmons. I've had the pleasure of interviewing before, and Gene Simmons would be delightful to have because he would counter our manic DJ energy so beautifully
with his way of speaking. Like,
do
this,
you guys know what Quaaludes are?
Yeah, but Gene Simmons, I know enough about Gene Simmons watching his reality show and interviewing him personally to know that if we really wanted Gene Simmons to sit on our stage, someone would have to go across the street to the bank to get him to do that. And that
ATM.
Ain't going to happen.
And don't you think that if we did like a very enthusiastic 3 to 4 minute. Not that way, Pony. A 3 to 4 minute introduction of Gene Simmons. His first reply would be, "Is this a podcast or something?"
Thought this was real.
So, stay tuned to this program for we like to get creative with our entertainment, especially our musical entertainment.
Yes,
and we like to do two things. We like to make sure that we are not losing money on an appearance like this. And believe me, it is not what I would describe as a anything but a loss leader when we do these live shows. Therefore, we like to get creative when we provide our musical entertainment. I am not ready to make the announcement yet, but I am here to say, if you know of someone that would just be a killer, killer act on that stage, let me know.
Yeah.
We can talk. We can talk about that. But I'd like to go local.
Let's talk, baby.
But, you know, a lot of good things coming up in New Orleans, and that's all the way in November, but there are only 50 tickets left. That's all there is to it. So be aware of that and plan accordingly. We will take a break. When we come back, Oscar is getting married. We're not going to the wedding because he doesn't want us there, but the fact is that Oscar's already seeing some signs of what all married men deal with, and that is mother-in-law trouble.
Mike, I got a text from Oscar last night. There's only 20 tickets left for his wedding. So you want to act now.
Very, very excited. Oscar's a lot like me in a lot of ways. Okay. Family only. Practically give him an award for that. It's a brilliant move. I don't have none of your sloppy, gross DJ friends around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by Stamps.com. Bottom line. Are you a bottom line person? Sure you are.
Yes.
Bottom line, huh? Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer, and then your mailman picks it up. Avoid the hassle of the post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Click print mail, and you're done. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that'll automatically calculate exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it's easy, it's convenient, and it saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter that wonderful code that you know and love, TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're back on the show now, and I've been chomping to talk about this. Oscar hit me to this yesterday, actually during the show yesterday. We didn't get to it because we were having all that tomfoolery and hijinks.
Sure, hijinks.
Hijinks.
Shenanigans.
But, Oscar, you said something about your Shannon's mother visited recently.
My mother-in-law was in town. My soon-to-be brother-in-law, and soon-to-be mother-in-law, but my soon-to-be brother-in-law just had a baby. So congratulations to my wonderful fiance's brother. Had their second child, and they live in Virginia Beach, right?
Oh, that's right. So she's got two kids that are local. That's
yes, right. And for the, I guess, the second half of the week, her mom was coming back to the D.C. area with Shannon, and they were going to stay at my little house in
They live in Arizona, correct?
Yes, they live in Arizona.
All right,
so her mom arrives a day early to our house last week, and as you know, I just finished getting AC put into the gingerbread home.
Right. So let me just stop you right there. Your mom's going to come. Shannon's mom's going to stay with you guys.
Yes.
You barely have enough room.
There is
for
no
two
guest
people.
Room. There is an air mattress we put up in the living room. That's what happens.
I've done the air. I do the air mattress thing down here.
Yeah. So because the guest room is packed and jammed full of office and clothes and everything else that we had to do when the AC guys came through, right?
Yeah, major adjustments.
Yeah, major adjustments.
Major installation.
So she came in a day early. We had a cleaning crew. As anybody that's dealt with an old home, when you install, do any type of remodeling, especially an AC install in a regular house, you deal with a lot of drywall, something that was built maybe post 1980. It's not as messy as dealing with plaster and brick and concrete and mortar.
Oh, plaster
right?
is horrible, especially right? your house, which is nigh on to 100 years old, more yes. than 100 years old. The yeah, plaster is so dry, it'll crumble.
Well, it's also the way they built these old homes, and I've lived in two of them in Maine and down here. They have this old plaster over slats.
Yep.
These little slats, and they just troweled this on. That's how they made walls before
yeah.
the advent of drywall. You know, they didn't just put up sheetrock. They would actually put this stuff over the slats and smooth it out.
Have it's, you ever had the pleasure amazing. Of tapping a small nail into a plaster wall and actually watching a crack traverse
Oh, it just
the room?
Disintegrates.
Oh, it's horrible.
Just, yeah,
horrible.
It just disintegrates. And, you know, you go up to our place up in Maine, and it's cracks all over the wall. We got to, you know, we're long overdue remodeling it. Well, I rarely stop my own show, but yeah. I really just did.
That Mike, was a, all I, when that, you Mike. Mentioned the house in Maine, what I think yeah. of is the old movie, and we watched it on a RV together. We watched yeah. Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House,
yes.
which is about a crumbling colonial house.
Right.
And every time something bad happened, you would mm-hmm. finish your beer and say, "Welcome to Hancock Point, Maine."
You could actually take all that crap out of our house up there and suck it out of the wall. And by the way, that's how they do it. They kind of like go through and they have this
yes.
giant, I think, vacuum, and they suck this stuff out
yeah.
and they go right down to the slats, and then they put up drywall
sure.
over it if you're going to have a modern home.
Yeah.
If you wanted the home to last,
if
that would be a good plan
yeah.
A.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Oscar.
It's fine. So, yeah, you all understand my pain, and thank you for describing the construction of these homes. Because the level of dust and debris is simply higher than any traditional install or remodel, right?
So there's a lot of plaster dust around
yes.
your house when they're
And
doing
we've
this.
Cleaned, and the AC company was phenomenal, and they cleaned, but they also said, you know what, we're going to come back around with a professional crew because this is just what we do when we have these type of jobs.
Good
which
policy.
Yeah, when they're
great
doing
policy.
An old
great
building,
policy.
They've got it because they really, it's important to get all of the griblies
yep.
out of the air
Absolutely
and all
great
that.
Policy.
Right.
Great policy. Mm-hmm. So as I sit there, I look at Shannon. I said, "Is your mom going to be all right? Like, I know that for us, it's dusty, but your mom's
good morning, Oscar. What's for breakfast?
Your mom's in her 60s.
Oh, look, you put powdered sugar on my toes.
Hey,
no, I didn't.
I hope you have an extra pair of slippers for her because our floors are still jacked. B.
Oh, I forgot.
Now, when you say the floors are jacked, like those thin floors with
still have
splinters.
To wear shoes in the home because we have.
Yeah, if you're just
situation.
Joining us, Mike, what happened is after the 100 years of sanding the floors down to refinish them, now
right.
there's almost no floor left.
But they're splinters.
But
still.
But because they need another sanding, but we're not sure they can take it.
Right.
Because
okay,
he
it.
Will literally jag splinters into his feet, so he cannot
right.
barefoot in his
I've
own house.
I've already had two or three splinter incidents just because I forgot that my home is
splinter.
So mom is there. There's still plaster dust, and the floors are thin.
Yeah. She arrives, and she's very sweet, and she's always nice, and she has a great sense of humor, like Shannon
is
does.
Is she sweet like your bride to be? Is she
yes,
as nice as your
just
bride
like
to be?
Just
right,
like my girl. Right.
May I ask a question? Maybe too personal. What do you call her?
I call her Susan.
Okay, you call her by her first
yes.
name. You never came
I
up
said,
where you would call her mom.
I said, hi, mom. She goes, you can call me Susan. I said, okay.
Okay.
I've never called any of my mother-in-laws by mom or mom. Do you?
I called, yeah, when Carrie's mom was with us, I called her mom.
That's
oh, okay.
sweet.
Yeah.
Right, that's very
yeah.
sweet.
I thought that was just something sweet, but she wanted Susan, so I went with Susan. It's fine.
I guess it's different when you have kids, too. See, if you have kids, you immediately go to the grandma.
Yeah, yeah, like, and that's
Nana,
what it was.
Right?
It went to, you know what, when we had kids, she became Mimi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the standard. And then my sister's kids called her Nana, and then we're doing the same thing. Go ahead.
So,
so no drywall in Maine at all.
All right, so she
Within
arrives.
An
she's
hour,
sweet. She's
I hear the wheezing, right? And I say, Shannon.
Does she have any kind of lung difficulty?
She has like a severe allergy situation. I knew about this.
It sounds like
now.
This,
now
Mike.
Hold it. Now hold
ooh,
everything.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh,
hold on.
You jerks.
All right. So going in, coming in. You had a previous discussion about her mother's
I said
health,
she's
having an allergy?
She's a day early. The cleaning crew hasn't come through here yet.
How come she's a day early?
Who knows, Mike? I don't make these decisions. I just get a text.
But I mean,
that says,
does she have like a horrible lung issue? Or
no. It's not collapsed lung. It's just that she's very sensitive to.
But it's not like COPD.
No oxygen, no tank, no anything like that.
She's not like a smoker or anything like that?
No.
Does she take medication for asthma or allergies?
She has an inhaler, right?
Ah. So. That is, Mike. She might not be totally over the river, but she's certainly crossing the bridge.
Yeah, so. Okay, wow.
The inhaler is a next level prescription.
Look, 65, still spry, right?
Albuterol.
Yeah, but she has trouble breathing, so bringing her into a dust environment is not the best thing in the world.
I hear the wheezing. This is like 10 p.m. They arrived around 9, maybe 8:30, 9 p.m.
Sure.
Thursday night. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be embarrassing.
The idea of it, this freaks me out because you can hear wheezing.
Yes.
That should tell you something.
And then, so, like a warden, Mike, I said, lights out. Let's put this to bed right away, right? Maybe she goes to bed, wakes up, new day. No big deal.
Yeah, maybe she goes to bed.
Now that I'm confused.
Maybe she wakes up.
You hear wheezing. You hear wheezing, and you immediately
I think
say,
she's just
go to
adjusting
bed?
Adjusting to the environment. She can fight through this. It takes a night.
I hear that wheezing. Listen, time's up. Everybody to bed like it's a prison. All right, everybody. I hear that wheezing. Close the door.
Because what I was scared of, and this may be messed up of me, is that this turns into a dog and pony show of let's get her a hotel in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, God forbid you have to do that.
Yeah, God forbid. I had to work the next day. I got a show to do.
You figure if you can get their eyes closed, give them a glass of wine, send them to bed, no problems.
If the oxygen deprivation makes her sleepy, it's all the better.
So. Did you say oxygen?
Oxygen, yes. Oxygen. I really thought you might let that one slide, but I guess not.
Not sometimes when they're just too big, you know, don't blame my ears. Thank you.
No, not at all.
Blame your mouth. All
no,
right,
no, no.
Go.
I was so, just hoping that you might show me a solid.
I said,
come on now.
Shannon.
Not true.
Go tuck your mom in and let's get this over this night, you know, over with and see what goes down in the morning.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
With the size of your house, when you say, Shannon, go tuck your mom in, is your mom hearing that?
Mike, with the size of his house, when you tuck her in, it's actually how you get her through the door.
I will
with
say,
the size of the house, when he says, tuck your mom in, you could have done it yourself just by reaching over Shannon.
The air mattress did obstruct the walkway to the front door. That's how small my place is.
Wow. Wow. And the thing that freaks me out is you're hearing wheezing.
I tried to give her our bed as a kind gesture. I've done this. I've asked her before. She will never do it. I briefly did it again. She said, no. I said, I'm not fighting again. Fine. So we give her the air mattress. It's set up. We go to bed.
All right, hold on. We got to stop you right there because let's come back and find out because there's wheezing and why put her in a hotel and save her life?
That's right.
When you can have her lie on an air mattress and breathe in plaster dust all night long with your inhaler next to you.
Shannon, we'll go tuck your mom in and see if she wants the pillow on top of her face tonight.
Delightful. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Will Rob teach Juliet to drive when the time comes?
Ooh, I think Carrie would teach her to drive.
I think it's going to fall to me. And I think Julia is going to take to driving like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I think Robert...
It's going to be a tougher one.
He's not here right now, so I can say this. He's going to be a guy that gets the pedals mixed up. He's going to be... Robert's going to be the guy...
Poor Robert.
...that ends up in a bank.
In a pond.
Bloop, bloop. Dad, you wouldn't believe how handy the sunroof came in today. Why is that? We were submerging.
Could I climbed out easily.
Cake and cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Robert. Oh, Robert.
Robert. Dad, I'm at the farmer's market.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. We would love you to purchase your bonus package. We need you to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. This is the way we fuel the show, folks. If you like listening to this every day, hey, we don't have our hand out. We're actually giving you some bonus content. So subscribe and you help our show and it keeps us alive. We also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to pull the trigger and sign up today. Hey, you social media people that
do
I read each and every day, thank you. There are a lot of you that have already done this, that have spread the word about the TMOS bonus package. If a few more of you do it, it results in a couple of subscriptions a week for us, and it really makes a difference. So please, let the other people among the nation, the fan club, all those people, let them know that we need your help. The future of the show depends on it. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Whether you treat yourself, gift it, or get a friend who gets it, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to make the move. Do it today. And we thank you. Welcome back. We take you back to the Thimble House in Washington, D.C.
Spite House.
Where Oscar is living with Shannon, and now mom-in-law is on campus, and she's got some breathing problems to start with, a little asthmatic, and you got a house full of plaster, and you've tucked her into the air mattress, which is located one floor below you guys, right?
Yes, Mike, and I went to bed with hopeful thoughts of she would adjust to the climate, and much like when you put an animal and you take them out of a shelter and then take them into a new home, they realize at first they're kind of scared, they're not acting right, and then they acclimate themselves to the home and realize,
may
oh, this is a safe place.
May I get back to the wheezing? May I get back to the wheezing for just a second?
Please.
This wheezing you talk about, have you been aware on visits to other homes or to Arizona that she has this kind of asthma
no.
thing? Have you ever
no.
you've never heard it before?
No.
Did she in fact move to Arizona so she could breathe?
No.
Because of the dry arid climate.
Just like the 1800s. They don't do that anymore.
Covered wagon.
Mike, I believe people do that. People moved away from their allergens.
That truly is like.
There are desert allergies as well.
That's how we have the house up in Maine. It was traded by my family because they wanted to move him back to a moister climate, back the other way.
Right.
Because out in Washington State, where they lived on an orchard, it was too dry and dusty, and they moved back to Maine because that was better for, I think it's Uncle Ed. I think that was his name. Uncle
How
Ed.
How dare he?
I could be totally wrong. Or Frank. It's one of those. It's Ed, Frank, John, you know, one of those Irish names. Anyway, we're digressing again. So she goes to bed and the wheezing is continuing.
And around 3:30, the ghost of Sherman Hensley, he knocked on my door because all I heard was wheezy downstairs, coughing and making noise.
What a marvelously obscure comedic reference. Where we're moving on.
And making it all about her, because I woke up and I said, oh, because Shannon could sleep through an earthquake. I was like, Shannon, I think your mom's wheezing downstairs. And she went, ah. So I'll go check. So I walked downstairs.
So she didn't actually come to your door. You heard the wheezing from one floor down.
I did. Can you?
This is a tall order, but I feel I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Can you try to imitate the wheeze?
George!
It's more nothing wrong
with
that.
It's more the... So...
That was excellent.
I walk downstairs and I say, Susan, Wheezy.
Wheezy. We finally got a piece of the pie. Sorry.
Great theme.
Is everything okay? And she goes,
This is 3 o'clock in the morning?
3:30, 3 o'clock. You might as well, you know, it's just rough.
Time of night.
And, I said, knowing that everything's not okay, but you have to ask. It's the only question you can ask, right?
Well, that's how you get the conversation ball rolling.
Yes. And I said, and she says, no, I think I have to go home. And I said,
home?
Home.
Home?
Because that's a departure from I need to go to a hotel, I need to do something else, right?
Yeah.
And I said, home.
Like get to her doctor home?
Like fly home.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And I said, oh, so I was like, all right, like nice. And I'm nice about it, just kind of confused. So I went, I go and wake up Shannon. I said, I think your mom wants to go home. She goes, home? I said, yeah, like fly home to Arizona. So I said,
I'm so confused by all that. Is she in medical distress at this
point? No, she's so disgusted by my house and the dust that she just wants to leave me and her daughter all, like, whole.
Hold on. This is a sweet woman. This is, from all appearances, everything you said, a polite woman.
Yes.
Who actually, you know, is kind.
She is.
And she's actually just so uncomfortable
that
she wants to leave
your
home.
She wants to leave the state.
Wow.
So.
The coast.
Right.
She wants to go to the other coast of this great nation.
How long was the visit planned for? A day or two?
The full weekend. Her flight back was on Sunday.
Shunday.
Wow.
Now, if it were my mom, and I just don't know Shannon's mom well enough, so I don't know if this is...
Well, I know if it's your mom. I'd like a suite at the Ritz-Carlton, please.
From
Mr. Larry King.
If it's my mom, I would question that thought process right away, but it's not my mom, and I'm still kind of getting to know her.
Like, is she delirious or something with that statement?
No, I don't know, Mike. I just know that...
And it's a hard thing for you to gauge because you don't know her that well.
And I'm being polite, but I am also on my MacBook at 4:10 a.m. by this time because everybody's up.
Looking for flights
to get her home.
She is so uncomfortable that she wants to get the hell out of the house.
Town and the house and us.
That's so embarrassing. Are you embarrassed?
I'm mortified.
Yeah, you gotta be.
You know me.
I'm putting this together because I'm thinking that this woman is in. Such a level of discomfort that she can't envision herself. And she doesn't want to ask you for
a dump.
And she doesn't want to ask you for a hotel room.
No.
Did you bring that up?
I said, Shan's really looking forward to spending a little more time with you. I enjoy your. We just got a chance to get you to the house. I know it's a day early. We have a professional cleaning crew coming at 9 a.m. It'll be much better, but let me look what I can find hotel wise, right? She kind of opens her mind up to that for 2 seconds. Shannon comes down and she goes, I need to go home. So then that quickly changed to flights.
Is she like whining at this point? Is she going,
Mike, it's a little whiny. I'm not going to lie, a little whiny.
No, I have dealt.
Look, here's the bottom line with this. This is somebody, if she's not in medical distress and she's experiencing a little discomfort because you're renovating a house, that's kind of, I don't know. Rob, I'm not cool with that.
I have dealt with, I once said to my mother that it's okay to spend time with Carrie and her sister and her mother for about 2 days. But after about 3 days, they turn on each other and they feed on each other and
it's
unhealthy.
There's an energy. It's unhealthy.
That's right. I one time told Carrie, I said, it's about time for you two to start standing around the cauldron stirring, isn't it? So
yeah,
that's the energy.
Really, because it's getting into the punitive area here where she's saying,
but my question,
your house is such a mess that I want to get out.
And I'm being
you might
home.
I have dust in the hotel from your house. Do you feel?
I'm already sensitive about this, right?
Of course you are. Do you think that you were already talking her down to a hotel? Did the mood change, and was there a refocus on getting out of town when Shannon appeared? Sounds like she might be pitting you two against each other.
Well, I there's no pitting because I'm just
be doing, honest. What it sounds like to me is this.
Oh yeah,
Mike, I'm just playing ball. I'm not fighting with Shannon. I'm not saying anything.
And you're embarrassed.
And I'm embarrassed. And yes, the house should have been more clean. She came a day early.
Don't have any radiators at all.
So.
Nothing.
Now listen, when we're talking about clean, you're talking about like an extra level of like
deep
vacuuming
cleaning.
And deep cleaning,
yes.
Getting this, whatever these carcinogens
soot,
that are
spores, who knows,
getting the asbestos,
old-timey spores
that black mold, lead chips, all the things that are just flowing around the air.
But let me ask this, to the naked eye,
it's a clean home to the naked eye.
Okay.
But like, even as a healthy adult, I knew that there was enough dust in the house to be uncomfortable for me.
Because you probably wake up with it, too. You have it in your nose.
Yes, I feel it.
And this is going to be, he's going to be going through an era now where he has to change his furnace filter probably every couple weeks for a while because there's so much dust that you is like imperceptible, and it's just going to keep going and circulating.
So what happens now with Shannon's downstairs?
So it's 4:10, and I'm like, all right. Shannon's going to murder me. I hope to God she doesn't listen to this.
Pony has a question that I feel is appropriate now.
He's usually good with these.
Pony wants to know, would it be possible for her to breathe the air in the air mattress?
Just a couple minutes.
Tony, you should have said that one yourself. You should have committed. That was fantastic.
Gave him full credit, though.
Give him a tube. Bless his
tiny, tiny, thin heart.
Give her a tube and let her suck the air out. Okay. So what happened?
So there's no going back to sleep at this point, right?
Right.
You're going, you can't, the flights, and this is the couple things that really bothered me that I could not speak of. This is why this is cathartic here.
Good. I'm glad you bit your tongue. It's probably best.
Was a flight home, and I'm looking at my go-to, which is Southwest, because it's just the cheaper flights that drive me there, right?
Sure.
And I'm looking at the flights, and I'm like, all right. And I realize, why am I looking at flights? She probably has a flight we could change or something that can happen, right?
Yeah, sometimes and there's then a change she fee. Sometimes says,
in the system, yeah. Right.
She says, I said, what airline are you on? And she says, I don't know. And I said,
hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
You know,
either United or,
hey,
or.
Hold on a second. I'm going to help our boy out here. Our boy's being nice, isn't he?
He is. Isn't he our really boy is. Being, you know
you
what?
Get, did the picture just get a little clearer for you? It did for me. It did for me.
I get a feeling.
Clear.
I get a feeling after hearing this story to this point, this marriage will last. Because this, although he does his pep talks, sure. He knows when to pipe down as
he
well.
He knows when to behave myself. And I'm just going to say this, and I hope nobody gets pissed off at me. Oscar, I am firmly in your corner
Thank
now.
You.
Yeah.
I truly am.
Let's all lock arms on this one, I think. Yeah.
So we find out it's United, and I do the quick math and look at the tickets, boy. And it's like, could be over $500 to go home early, but we can get her on a plane at roughly 10 a.m. plus, right?
Okay.
That's really a surprise because flights out of D.C. are never full.
to Arizona, by the way.
Everybody flies.
Mike, the last week of spring training, last minute flight,
right.
The Final Four is this upcoming week in Arizona. Like, everybody's flying out there, right?
Yeah. Last weekend, you were absolutely right about that. I will tell you, this week, more flights going back home. Then coming in. Bye-bye. Bye. F*** off.
Hey.
Anyway, sorry. Wow. I just thought I'd say that. Wow. Sorry. I just felt like saying that to everybody. Thank
Maybe
you.
You should bite your tongue, man.
You're absolutely right.
During this process, we find an alternative. Because during that time, even before I went to the airline side, I said, let me see what hotels are available here. Find one right around the corner at the Georgetown Inn. Reasonable price. Could have her
but
there
a nice
all
place,
weekend,
a
right?
Very nice hotel.
Yeah, very nice hotel. I'm sure the air's filtered there. She'll be just fine, right? And I say, Susan, I'm so sorry, and this is really embarrassing that like you can't stay here. I was like, but I don't know if you need to go home. I found your room at the Georgetown Inn, and you can stay here the weekend. You don't have to worry. Like, we'll take care of everything.
Sure.
And a little context.
Wow.
She has a sister that's in the area. And by the way, individually, outside of this, they rock. They're funny. They hang out. They have great senses of humor. Like, they're just
Stop
awesome,
Stop with the
right?
qualifiers. Yeah. What the hell did she do to you?
She says, well, I would really like it if my sister could stay with me. And I said...
At the hotel.
Yeah, at the hotel. And I said, well, that's fine. We could figure that out, right? And she says, but she has a dog, and she can't leave the dog at home. And I said, I don't know if they're pet friendly, but let me check. We go through what is a fire drill now.
I'm biting my lip right now. I'm biting my lip.
A lot of America's biting their lip. 5:30,
6 a.m.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes. I'm really in love.
We're running,
you can tell that.
We're running short on time here. I have to ask. I really want to make sure I frame this the right way.
Please.
This mom-in-law, future mom-in-law.
Yes.
Has she been... has daddy been successful for a
long
time?
Oh, yeah. Went to the Wharton School of Business.
Oh, so dad's a successful
guy. Yes, and she is in her own right as well.
Yeah. Oh, she is too?
Yes.
All right. Okay, just checking.
Mike, sometimes success is predicated on asking for what you want.
Mike, this is why this is more confusing to me than ever.
Okay.
Because I sit here and I'm like, oh, like, what's this? What's happening here, right?
Right.
So we
titled.
We find out.
You need a sip of water?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Okay. We find out that the hotel is not pet friendly and.
It's as most of them are not.
It's pet unfriendly.
The hotels in the area are all pet unfriendly.
Yeah.
By the way, if she wants one of those, tell her to drive to Savannah, Georgia, to the La Quinta Inn.
But Mike, if you go to Jordan,
Right.
They also have pet-friendly
Jordan
hotels.
Georgia is what I meant to say. No, they're just not a lot of places that take dogs.
I'm red. You're red roof bobblehead. Right,
we finally settle on the flight doesn't make sense because it's just a silly to pay that amount of money to take
gonna
home.
She's going
to
leave.
Right?
And Shannon wants her to stay.
So
wink.
I love that it took this long to determine that the flight didn't make sense.
Right.
And
exactly.
After we went through the hotel carousel, and it continued, by the way, into my time here at the show, I was getting text updates.
Oh, boy.
That she was just going to go and stay at her sister's in Arlington, and she would spend the weekend there, and we could all hang out, which I didn't know was an option from the beginning.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Could this have been because of the late hour? Are you going to chalk it up to that? I
don't know, and I haven't talked to Shannon about it. I spent the entire weekend.
I don't know if she was drinking.
No, she was not.
I wanted to go to a hotel that has dogs in it. Listen, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I was saying.
Leave it at that one. There we go.
I just know this. That I've learned a couple things this past week. That we have to pre-plan. We have to have clean air.
Okay, Al Gore.
Just be prepared for any wild card in the future. I've realized that.
All right.
But I am in love, as you can tell.
I know. That's a beautiful story. Yeah. And at the end of the day, when things got worked out, has everything been
everything's
repaired?
Everything's great. Put her on a plane. Gave her a hug and a high five. And she's now in Arizona.
Where hopefully she'll stay.
No.
Until the wedding day. Are you getting married down there or up here?
It looks like Shannon's working out west. So,
we'll see. All right,
so you're gonna
be out on their turf to get married.
Maybe. We're still working on it, Mike. No rush.
That's another show.
That's another show.
Yeah, we'll see.
Make sure still they vacuum.
Okay, we will take a break. Go back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to Omericast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from The Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOmaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country, for good reason. I had Blue Apron yesterday. Mm. They achieved this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. We've been telling you that for a while. Cooking together builds strong family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly three times more often. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. As I'm doing this show, the delivery of my Blue Apron arrives. I get to see it. I know it's like Christmas morning.
You love it.
We never know what's going to be in the package, and it's delicious every time. How would you like some spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata? Mm. Or sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice? Oh my God, it's delicious. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. I've been using it for years, and you're going to love it.
News.
Cuba Gooding Jr. I always get confused. Is it Cuba or Cuba?
Cuba.
I think it's Cuba.
It's Cuba. You say Cuba. There was confusion over that years ago. He got himself into trouble Sunday. This was all over the internet.
Wow.
He's doing a panel for American Horror Story, and he lifted Sarah Paulson's dress. This speaks to 2017, behavior that might have been cute before. The cast members were being introduced. Cuba and Sarah were already on stage, and it was Kathy Bates' turn to take the stage. When she came out, Sarah gave her a big hug, and Cuba snuck behind her and exposed some leg. I saw the picture of this. I didn't see the video, but I saw the picture. It took Sarah a few minutes to realize what was happening. When she did, she screamed, but it seemed like she took it as a joke.
No crotch.
No, and you know
she looks like she's laughing.
And also, when you work together as actors, I think there's a sort of camaraderie that maybe people on the outside don't realize, and
there's
maybe that's cool.
There's a fine line between overreacting.
I've also been pantsed before.
Like
Rob does it all the time.
Yeah, I lifted his skirt last week. Yeah.
The internet did not like this. People went off on Cuba saying this is never okay, calling it disrespectful.
Assault.
Wondering how he'd feel if someone did this to his daughter and stuff like that. There's been no word from Cuba so far, but that's what people...
I hate this mock outrage.
That's what people...
Did you know that who Cuba Gooding Sr. is?
Now, you said Cuba. Is it Cuba?
Cuba, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Cuba Gooding Sr. is the guy from the main ingredient for the song Everybody Plays the Fool that says, okay, so you're heartbroken.
That's him?
Yeah, he was a popular singer. His dad was a popular singer.
Everybody plays a fool sometime. I love that. Rachel Dolezal, remember her, the former NCAA chapter president?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not NCAA, NAACP chapter president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was in the Final Four.
She was born
Bracket
white,
Buster.
But she identifies as a black woman. She has a new book out today. It's called In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. In it, she talks about how she was too black for her black ex-husband, Kevin. She says, quote, he urged me to speak and act whiter and often complained about my figure. I was a little too white-black for his taste. Not only did he discourage me from wearing my braids or other black hairstyles, he also dissuaded me from sitting in the sun, preferring my skin to be as pale as it could possibly be. I don't know, man.
I saw her on the Today Show yesterday with Savannah.
What was she like? Was she still odd?
Odd, very odd. It looked like she might have been dealing with the troubles of black and white with black and white cookies.
Kevin's blackness.
Like Oreos or Hydrox, something like that.
Wasn't the cause of our disconnect. If anything, it was his disdain for blackness that created so much distance between us. Okay, he's talking about her ex-husband. What's going on here? She was also on Today, as Rob mentioned yesterday, where she clarified that she identifies as black, but not African-American. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever your game is, you're kind of on your own.
And, of course, Savannah did the interview, so she said, okay.
Thank you. Yesterday, big doings out in Northern California, and I feel for him. There was a great internet video of a guy taking down all his Raiders stuff.
Yeah.
NFL owners officially voted to allow the Oakland Raiders to move to Las Vegas. The Raiders are a crap organization.
Always have been.
They've screwed their fans for so many years, and the Oakland Raiders fan base is one of the greatest in sports. 31 of the 32 teams signed off on it, with only the Miami Dolphins voting against it. Doesn't say why. The Raiders are the third NFL team to relocate in the past 15 months after the St. Louis Rams and the San Diego Chargers both moved to L.A. Now, with the Rams leaving St. Louis, you know, I go back to old school. I wish these franchises were... part of the public trust, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're private enterprises. So they both moved to L.A. This move will be messier than the last two because the team isn't able to leave for at least two more years. They have a lease through 2018, and their new stadium in Vegas won't be ready until 2020. They're apparently twisting the knife in the back of the Oakland fans by asking them to keep buying tickets.
Yeah.
Not.
Oakland, that's going to be a happy stadium in about 18 months, isn't it?
I really hope the stadium is empty.
It's the only franchise, and you can choose, right? And I think cities are also signaling, like San Diego and Oakland, that we're not going to buy your stadiums. We're not going to buy them for you.
Right.
We're not going to give you stadiums. We're not going to give you $1 billion out of the blue to the NFL. But in turn, because it's a business, the NFL also says, we're going to leave. And just to give you a better perspective, Oakland is the only team, not that this matters, but just if we're comparing oranges to oranges and apples to apples, right, is that they're the only team that still has a baseball and football field in the same stadium.
Oh, they have the combo stadium.
Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm. Old school.
Now, that makes more sense dollar-wise, but the Oakland Athletics are going to have their own stadium soon. So in turn, that's what the Raiders wanted.
Right, but they're not going to get it.
They're not going to get it. That's why they're moving.
The fans.
So they're going to take their ball and go to Las Vegas.
That's it. Now, with that said, I wouldn't mind expansion in Las Vegas. It's just a shame that they have to take the Raiders.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's sad, and at the end of the day, dollar-wise, how much more money, and I know that's probably not something you want to ask about from someone in business school, but how much more money do you need that you have to move to another city?
I think when you... I'm a firm believer when you own a public team. When you own a team that's in the public eye, it's the public trust.
Yeah.
And there ought to be a different standard. They ought to be more mindful of that, but they're not. They don't give a
rat's ass. The weird thing is that when they get to Vegas, they're going to actually be playing the big room at the Riviera. That's no stadium.
I have dealer's choice for you boys.
Yes.
Do you want the survey about four things your credit card company will let you do? Or do you want the American movies that were banned in other countries for weird reasons?
Credit cards.
Movies.
Pony tiebreaker.
Let's go with movies.
Yes!
Oh. Movies. All right, very good. Here we go. All right.
Attaboy, Matthew.
American movies are big business around the world, but not everything we do translates to other nations and cultures. Here are some movies that were banned in other countries for weird reasons. Back to the Future, banned in China. Turns out they have a problem with time travel.
Man.
Oscar, I'm sorry, but this was the right choice.
Smarter.
I just realized with the first one. Time travel stories tend to inaccurately portray historical events and figures. They don't like that. China also banned the new Ghostbusters because it might, quote, promote cults or superstition. They also banned Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest for its supernatural elements and also the cannibalism. They don't like that in China. E.T., the extraterrestrial, banned in Sweden, Finland, and Norway.
Why?
What could possibly be wrong with E.T.? Well, it, quote, portrays adults as the enemies of children.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm not going to mock.
Dissension.
I'm not going to mock. I don't know. I don't like anything being banned, but...
They're going to hate Stranger Things, too.
Well, see?
Yeah.
None of them banned the movie outright. In Sweden, kids under 11 couldn't get in. Finland barred kids under 8, and Norway made it a 12 and over deal. All right, so yeah. There you go. Beauty and the Beast and Power Rangers in Russia and Malaysia. Once again, neither received a total ban. Age restrictions were put in place because each movie has a gay character.
Yep.
So that's homophobic, pure and simple. Let me see. Zoolander in Malaysia and Singapore. Once again, I think the erotic nature of it. That's what it is. That's the reason in Malaysia and Singapore. And anything with Claire Danes in the Philippines, because Claire trashed Manila after filming the 1999 movie Broke Down Palace there. She and her movies have been banned ever since in the Philippines. They get kind of pissy in the Philippines.
They do, but they love time travel.
And Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao. And now a little something-something. There's a 33-year-old guy named Joshua Peyran from Albany, Oregon, and he recently got himself a new 2015 Subaru WRX sedan. And what do you do when you get a new Subaru? You got to show it off, player.
Sure.
So, even though Joshua was drunk, he decided to show off his new car by taking one of his friends on a drive Saturday night. Unfortunately, he missed a curve in the road and plowed his new car into a house. Joshua was okay, but his friend had to be rushed to the hospital. The cops came, and Joshua was arrested for drunk driving, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and assault. And to top all that, his new car was totaled.
Oh.
Remember, with Subaru, it's not just a car, it's what Pony Boy drives. And we all know that. Thank you very much. We will take a break, and we will come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
I love that.
Great one.
I do not suffer from hatred of intern promos. I adore intern promos. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody doesn't love something, but nobody doesn't like Amazon.com. Please excuse the double negative. The next time you visit the Amazon site, just make sure you do it through our website or our app. For you, nothing to it. For us, it's huge. When you access Amazon through us, everything is the same, but we get a small percentage of whatever you spend there. Remember, it costs you nothing. It helps us so much. If you're going to stop Amazon, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, you know you will. Please access it via TMOS. This is easy. We're doing a push for this month.
Need it.
This is the time of year we need it. This is the time of year we not need to get out there and do it. And by the way, we need you around the holidays too. We like to remind you then. But this is the time when you're doing your regular stuff. Oscar mentioned office managers,
yes,
people that are buying office supplies. Please, that's huge. You know, you don't think of it. You go to work, you're ordering something for the job, and you don't realize you can get it cheaper on Amazon, and you can do a great job for the TMOS show too.
Got a great letter from a guy. He orders all of his cat food and cat litter from Amazon because not only is it cheaper, he doesn't have to carry it.
Smart.
It is brought to his door free.
Yeah, imagine if somebody runs a kennel out there.
Yes.
I mean, really, if you work for an SPCA or something like that, that'd be awesome. Go buy toasters and record players and all the things, Mr. Big Shot. Spend money and do it through the TMOS site with Amazon. You have some big-time Amazoning to do. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, March 27th. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
I have a complaint for you, Mike O'Mara. I don't like that Feud is on so late. Don't put it at 10 on a Sunday.
Anybody know how it's doing in the ratings? I'm very curious about how
I can look that up.
Please do, because even if it is not soaring in the ratings, virally, it is very popular. It is really causing a lot of buzz.
Spectacular. You're getting two performances out of two of the greatest actresses to work ever, and they're both owning it. I cannot even begin to tell you how wonderful. And really, in the case of Jessica Lange, who takes care of Joan Crawford in this, I will tell you, she has, you know, I think it was probably risky for her to take on the role because you had Faye Dunaway years ago with Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
Joan Crawford, you know, was such a larger than life person. And Jessica Lange has taken that role and she's not as campy as Faye Dunaway.
No, she's de-cartooned it.
But she makes it so much better.
Yeah,
she's
really does. So I was only able to watch the first part of the show Sunday night before I went to bed. Came home, watched the rest of episode 4 over lunch yesterday, and saw something that made my mouth drop. And I'll play it for you now. It's Susan Sarandon as Betty Davis singing a novelty song on The Andy Williams Show, and it sounds like this. Okay.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? She could dance.
And it's very, very accurate to the period with the set and the costuming and the way it sounds. I said, but there's no way that really happened.
Did you search for this? Did you search for this yourself?
Yes. So I actually just went to my phone as I was sitting there having a sandwich, and I put in Betty Davis, Andy Williams, and this came up.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
That's her actually doing it. This is Betty Davis. And I started going back and forth and comparing the clips.
Right.
It is so dead on that I said, what happens if I were to play them at the same time?
Okay. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? She could dance. She could sing.
It sounds double tracked. It sounds like it's the same recording. So if you are not watching Feud, you are doing a disservice to yourself. It's available on demand. And it is on Sunday nights at 10 on FX. Please watch
the
show.
It is old Hollywood and this feud between these aging actresses, which is the meatiest thing on television right now. It's so well acted. And who is the actor that plays the director? I'm trying to think. Stanley Tucci as Jack Warner is phenomenal. And then the actor, oh, God, he was Doc Ock, was he not?
Yeah, there's a G in his name, and he's got glasses and big black hair.
Find out who's playing.
Mike,
yes.
The ratings overall are pretty good. In great company, if you're a fan of Homeland, Feud beats Homeland.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive, right? Yeah, also, FX is having, you know, some great.
Alfred Molina.
Great traction.
Alfred Molina is phenomenal.
As the
really
season
great.
Premiere of Feud, or the premiere, had one of its greatest ratings in the past 3 years. So people are tracking with it, which is great.
They promoted it right. It's got the look of a motion picture. It's going to be a 10-episode miniseries. But
it's so good.
I also recommend, if you're about to jump on and you've not seen the movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, watch the movie. It's a great film.
Yeah, you watch the movie and you'll enjoy the series just as much. And I just think it's so... Look,
it's buried also. 10 p.m. is a late time slot.
10 p.m. is terrible. Yeah. Move it to 9 o'clock, please.
I'd love to see it on a weeknight at 8.
Yeah. You know, I could watch the whole series, couldn't I? If I paid for it.
You can, yes.
Well, no, it's not all posted yet. They're releasing it one at a time.
Oh, can't stand waiting. I hate the way. I like to binge. I like my TV binge.
The waiting is what makes it so sweet.
Betty Davis.
Do you do that at home?
Sometimes.
Well, the thing is,
Harry doesn't. Carrie's not a fan. It plays better here.
This is one of those great moments where Rob's been doing Betty Davis, cracked my ass up as soon as he did it. And, lo and behold, with, everything old is new again. Here it is again.
Rob can
get mileage out of that impression.
And I will say that as the show progresses and when she drinks, Susan Sarandon's Betty Davis gets better. The secret is putting a little something extra at the end.
At the end. And go watch her. I mean, I've been obsessed with her, too. Go watch her on talk shows. That's the personality.
Oh, God. If you can catch some of her last appearances on Carson, where you wonder if she's even going to live through it.
You know who else loved her and she loved him? She loved David Letterman.
Yeah, she was great
she
on Letterman,
loved
too.
Going on Letterman, right at the end of her life. It was incredible.
Hi, David. Who is your band director? I think he's called Paul.
Take a look at my hat.
And she, her fur hat and her cigarette. Yeah. Oh, great. God, look at the time. I want to play something real quick and then we will get out of here. I promise. This is, I'll save the surfers until tomorrow. There is still rampant social diseases among senior citizens, Mike.
Oh, God.
This is what happens.
So
they don't glove it and they go to these old folks' homes.
Oh, God.
So I have a beautiful parody song for you from a North Carolina doctor. Senior citizens, listen up, because when you want senior citizens to pay attention,
oh boy,
you parody Eminem.
Safe sex, baby.
Forgive me, Vanilla Ice.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Rap Dr. D's rap intention. Calling out all your fellas and ladies. STDs are tearing through folks in their 80s. Can you really help being sex kittens? Why can't you wear your little love mittens? Gotta be safe, because sex has gotten risky. No shame being a freak and getting a little frisky. Dang, your body's a temple. Keeping safe's not always so simple. Sex indiscretions lead to depression. No matter how you like it, comes with the best protection. Love
so,
it.
Please, senior citizens, be aware. And you know what Betty Davis always said? I won't have sex with Jack Warner if he doesn't wear a rubber. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the exact term, You wouldn't want to use anything else.
No, you got to say that. You got to say that. Jack Warner's rubbers.
Our snail mail address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007 if you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag
segment. It's put it in the mail.
How am I supposed to do Jack Warner's rubbers? It's Rob with two B's at MikeOmerishow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Jack Rubber Warner, this is Pony Boy Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Get one out of your nightstand, Jack.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.